This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Max Looms is research assistant at the University of Sydney. He's also a former St Luke's Grammar School graduate. And there's a petition that's going around. And this is around the Anglican Church's position, some Anglican schools in New South Wales, around LGBTI students and LGBTI teachers. Good morning, Max. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. You've got nearly 3,000 signatures, is that right? Tell us what the issue is, what your petition is about, and what the issue is about in New South Wales.
Well, in New South Wales currently, private schools have the ability to discriminate on gender, sexuality, and even pregnancy.
And pregnancy?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I figured out the other day once I was doing more in-depth research. And essentially, when we saw that our schools had written this letter to Scott Morrison saying that they would like these laws saying they can discriminate to continue on, it sort of said to us as students that we want the right to discriminate against gay, lesbian, and queer teachers, and also it covers students as well. And I know that recently there's been talk about protecting students, but it just puts all these staff up in the air, and it really did like disappoint us greatly.
Now, you're a former student of St Luke's Grammar School, an Anglican grammar school in New South Wales. We've seen the Anglican Church in New South Wales, I think, backpedal fairly strongly on after some of the things that, you know, that they said and the letters that were signed by a number of principals. Some of those principals or some of those schools, you know, have basically said, no, this is not what it's about. Well, you know, one would question, do they often sign letters that they haven't read? But what is the current state of play, Max?
Well, currently there are about five schools that have retracted their support of the letter, which is great. And these are the biggest schools that have signed them, like Barker, Shaw, Abbotsley. And I can understand because there's been a huge pushback by these schools. There's also been...
Where's the pushback come from, Max? Has it come from students themselves or parents and teachers, perhaps?
And parents. Mm. So probably not just the staff, because I mean it's their jobs on the line and they still have this power to fire accordingly, so I think the staff would be not involved at all. But it's been the students in their solidarity, and also parents. There's a lot of these bigger schools rely on parents for, you know, funding new like swimming pools or new new infrastructure. And this is a really big economic hit. If you think about all these parents to say, you know what, we're not going to be involved with the school if you're going to act like this.
I would have thought the parents were also the customer in some respects, along with the children.
Exactly, as a consumer, that they have all this power, and it's been amazing because they've pushed back and it's pressured these schools to backtrack.
Mm. Now, you're aware, Max, that there's a bit of a, I use the term schism, it's a nice religious word, between the New South Wales Anglicans, who we know the Anglican Synod in Sydney funded the No campaign to the tune of $1 million during the marriage equality postal survey, and the Victorian Anglicans. And the Victorian Anglicans and a number of Anglican schools in Victoria have come out very strongly and said that they don't want and they don't need increased protection.
Uh-huh.
religious freedom protection. They have no issue with LGBTI students or teachers, and they welcome them in their schools. This is really interesting because you've actually got, you know, one part of the Anglican Church saying one thing, one part saying another. Do you think that the Anglican Synod in Sydney, the Archbishop, whose name escapes me, I'm sure you probably remember it,
Ben Davis.
Yeah, that, do you think they're going to reverse their position as a result of pressure from the schools, or, you know, are they going to, you know, maintain it? What do you think?
So I have, you know, watched everything unfold, and the response from the schools seems very much scattered. And when Barker came out and said, well, Barker's a big, a huge private school in Sydney, and when they came out and said they were sorry, they let loose that there was a lot of pressure from the Archbishop and the Diocese of Greater Sydney to sign this letter. And you can see that by the fact that 34 out of 37 schools signed it, with the other three schools having a very strong stance. And that's the thing, is that so far, a lot of these schools have said, we're sorry. And the Archbishop has said, we're sorry. But he has not backed down. He said, we would still want these positive freedoms. And there is so much, like, it's so disorientated. There's schools that say, we want to be able to discriminate. There are schools saying, we're so sorry. There's schools that said, we didn't even read it. Like, I feel like everyone's disjointed. Yeah, I feel like you're right. There is a schism. There's other, like in Canberra, they've also offered their support for the changing of these laws. And it just seems like Sydney and the diocese are a lone wolf.
Have you carefully examined the proposed laws that were tabled a couple of weeks back?
No, I haven't. I haven't actually. It was quite interesting. I had read all this like news and information about you know, the fact that they had this right to expel gay students. And then this came out, and I've been closely learning what has actually been written in the past, but I haven't actually read the new tabled laws because, I myself am very busy, so it ends up being too much to... You don't want to be scrolling through old laws for hours on end.
Of course. My understanding, it's been put to us by... the Human Rights Legal Centre, that the proposed laws, as tabled by Morrison and his team, essentially closed the door on direct discrimination, but still left the door open on what is referred to as indirect discrimination. And what that means is that a school itself may decide to discriminate on the basis of something that is important to them or what they believe is in the interests of their students and their school communities. So what that would look like in actual practice is that if a gender diverse student chose to turn up to school in a uniform that matched their chosen identity, they could in fact be expelled from school for not complying with what they believe was the dress code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's quite interesting. There's all this throwing around of the word ethos, the Christian ethos. And David Marr, who's a Guardian reporter, wrote a really good piece the other day about what is the ethos and why are we not able to understand specifically what the ethos is. And this is the thing, if we do change these laws to be able to not directly discriminate, there will be still protections that come out that will help them. And that's why I think pressuring these schools into saying we don't want these laws will essentially make them accountable, regardless of whether they get new laws that let them indirectly discriminate, because they will be on edge.
Interestingly, Philip Freer, the Archbishop of Melbourne, and he's the head of the Anglican Church in Australia, he said, we have no desire for these laws, no desire for the legal right to discriminate along those lines. You know, some exemptions, such as those relating to sexuality, we do not use and have no wish to preserve. Have no wish to preserve. So they actually don't want the laws that are currently there.
Mm-hmm.
Phil DeYoung, president of Trinity Grammar School in Kew, and I'll touch on this some more at a later date, but said he wrote to his school community weeks ago to say there was no place for such laws at his school, whether for students or for teachers. They're absolutely out of step with our deep commitment to be a safe and supportive place for all students, families and staff, regardless of their sexuality, faith, position, race or ethnicity. He said, we don't need any policies that say we can sack people if we want to, because we don't want to. We're not lobbying to increase the powers or maintain any powers that, you know, Canberra Grammar, you might have seen this, Max. Principal said to a student on Twitter, it's no business of mine who my colleagues love, but it is the very heart of my business to strive always for every student, colleague and family in my community to feel welcome, respected, loved and supported. Look, for the Anglican Church, and let's face it, the Anglican Church is a business. It is a business. And don't forget, the Sydney, you know, one of the things that they said, one of the most ridiculous things was, if you're actually a tenant in a church property, some of the things you weren't going to be allowed to do was to talk, support LGBTI people, Indigenous smoking ceremonies, wonder they didn't say, you can't eat lamb. The Anglican Church in Sydney is so far behind, aren't they? I mean, they've sort of backtracked.
Max, tell us, what's been the reaction to your petition? Have you had any feedback?
It's been amazing. So within the first couple of days, it received probably 3/4 of its signatures. There were so many people just so angry, and so many people who you think would have been apolitical just like flare up and, share it with all their friends, started writing to their schools. There were people who, I never heard a single thing about anything to do with queer rights, and they would literally be out there on the streets, and it's been amazing. There's just been so much support from parents as well, people who have messaged me on LinkedIn, for example, which is a bizarre platform, saying they've essentially told their school that they're very disappointed, and they're considering taking their child out because this is not the way they want their child to be taught. And that's kind of the response that I've had, and it's been really motivating, and it's been really it's nice to see that queer students and queer staff have all this support as well. It's motivating. I mean, I feel sorry for those who have to experience all this right now, who are questioning themselves, whether they're gay or lesbian, and students right now. But at the same time, it's great to see support for them.
Max, we're almost out of time, but just one more question for you. What next? Where do you go with this next? What do you expect to do?
Well, there is a protest today from Abbotsley, which is another big private school, to Barker, and it's supposed to be quite big, and I'm going to see what happens there. And, hopefully over the next few days, the schools topple on their support one by one. But if it doesn't, I'm going to have to reach out and see what we can do to see if we can put more pressure so all 34 schools can remove their signature from that letter.
Yep.
So, Max, if there's anything that we can do from our end, keep us informed. We would love to stay in touch and would love to have you back on air again in the next couple of weeks as things unfold with the advocacy work that you're doing.
Yeah, good work.
Congratulations to you. Thank you for your time this morning. I know we've to drag you away from other activities, but it's great to hear what's occurring in other parts of the country around this very important subject. Best wishes to you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Max Looms, a research assistant at University of Sydney, but a former pupil of St Luke's Grammar School in Sydney. And Max is involved in probably driving force behind a petition that's got well over 2,700 signatures for his former school to actually recant its position, that the letter that it signed.
And Macca, can I say, what an inspirational young man.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Great stuff.
Just love us. It's just a very simple bit of action and what an impact it's had. And
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.